This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I hesitate here at the risk of sending forth an additional wave of existential dread this morning, but here's the question. Someday, when we are vulnerable and infirm, will we have the money to pay for caregivers? Turns out the economics of long-term health care insurance are a mess. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell has been looking into this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So long-term care insurance, so we're clear, what situation is it designed to address?
As you get older and it becomes difficult for you to do, you know, the things that we don't even think about, sort of daily tasks like eating and bathing. So long-term care insurance comes in so you get the care that you need. And the policy typically covers you in a nursing home, assisted living center, or the care may come into your own home.
The companies are having trouble making money off this, they say, but I thought insurance companies had this sort of calculation down to a science, the grim business of guessing how long we will stay alive.
All insurance companies have had trouble making money because of these low interest rates. They haven't been making as much on their investment income on the policies that they've been writing. But what also makes it difficult is they've made assumptions about, oh, you know, people will take long-term care insurance and they'll keep it for a couple of years and then they'll drop it. Well, it turns out people aren't dropping their policies. They're keeping them longer. And, you know, the cost of health care keeps going up. And so it's been a very difficult policy to price. And a lot of the assumptions of the past have turned out to be false.
Among the problems here, the coverage can be expensive.
It is really expensive, and it's getting more expensive. At the same time, who can avoid this discussion about an aging population? And so the need for long-term care is growing, but that market is in turmoil.
What are some of the questions, Chris, that you might ask as you consider this sort of coverage?
Well, the question comes up a lot, particularly people in their 50s and early 60s. Should I have long-term care insurance? And if you're in the low-income side of the spectrum, the answer is no. And if you're really wealthy, you don't need it, but the wealthy typically buy it because it's a very smart policy to own. But what about the vast middle? If you're able to fund fully your retirement savings plan, long-term care insurance is for you. However, if you have to skimp on that retirement savings plan in order to fund a long-term care insurance policy, I'd steer clear of it.
Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.